Recording. Hello and welcome to the Sprocket Podcast. My name is Aaron Flores, and with me is
Leah Benson
and
Eva Frazier.
And today we will be talking about, I don't know, whatever
stuff
and things.
We have two giants in the bike industry in the studio today.
I'll take it.
Enormous.
And,
I never knew. Celebrities.
Yeah. I've heard so much.
About yourself.
Right.
I mean, maybe Aaron was talking about himself and you. I don't know. I think you got as much going as we do.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. Yes, I am two giants in the bike industry.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Siamese twins.
Yeah, I'm connected to myself. Within myself.
That's deep.
And among myself.
Such a modern man.
Yes, we'll dissect that later. And the philosophical implications of that. It's also our last recording in the XOXO outpost here.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool having like this big space. Neither of you have been in the Airstream,
no.
Have you?
No. It's pretty magical.
It's pretty cool. And we had the Johns here, just checking out things that they can weld onto our Airstream to make it a little
bit more. I feel like the Johns
more...
is maybe something else.
Oh,
<It's>
oh, yeah, I realize. Thank you for that. I will maybe fix that later.
Or just keep it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
yeah,
we'll just keep it.
People don't always need to understand.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's true. Telephone call. We'll
Children
have to take
will
it.
Be fine.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Is it your mother?
It's if it was my mom, I would totally take it and
yeah.
put her on speakerphone.
How many times has your mom called while you've been recording?
While I've actually none, but my brother Dan has twice, and both times I've picked it up.
Yeah.
Was it on purpose?
No. Yeah. No. It's the great thing about my family is they have this radar of knowing when is the exact wrong time to call me, and they know. And
just
and
like telemarketers.
Yeah. My dad has just like telemarketers. My dad has a superpower of knowing when 6 a.m. is in whatever time zone I happen to be in, and he'll just call me, especially if it's like my birthday.
Wake up.
Yeah.
It's your birthday.
Is that a song?
I don't know. Possibly.
Yeah.
It's an East Coast thing.
It's an East Coast.
It's a follow-up.
Wake up, it's your birthday.
Well, it's you sing that and then werewolf bar mitzvah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
On your 13th.
On your 13th.
You're a band. No longer a boy.
And now a wolf.
Mazel
tov. And now a werewolf.
So Christmas in the bike industry, is it really all that? Like, is it? Like as big as like other
not
other...
as big as Hanukkah.
Truth. 8 days.
Eight whole days of bicycles.
Eight days of bike parts.
And think how practical it is.
Bikes are very practical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That would make a good bar mitzvah gift, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's like a sock.
You could get like a wheel and then another wheel.
I got you some sprockets.
A crank set. Mm.
Just a lot of wheels. And another wheel.
You never know. You could use a couple.
You might need a spare.
That's right.
It's that pedal lounge thing that people ride around on and get drunk and scream.
Which, here's a funny thing. I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that you can't actually drink while it's in motion.
I have also heard this.
Yeah.
I'm undereducated about this. School me. Yeah.
Have you seen these?
I've seen them going around.
Apparati.
Yeah. I know nothing of what goes on with them, if they're independently operated or if they're owned by local bars or breweries.
I couldn't tell you.
I think it's a guy separate from the breweries that does tours.
They do like, they go to various bars, which is funny because they also have taps.
Yeah, I think maybe the original plan was different than the end result.
Okay.
Or maybe in other cities you can drink while you're... Because in New Orleans you can, like, open container wherever the hell you want.
Mm-hmm.
But in Portland that's not...
Right.
Not kosher.
I guess in considering that the bike is under the same responsibilities and rights as a motor vehicle,
mm-hmm.
therefore it's considered like drinking and driving, or
but
on
somehow
par with it.
You can drink and pedal and it's okay. I think it's just the guy steering that has to be sober.
Oh, really? No. Oh, okay. So I misunderstood then.
But I still don't think you can drink while you're on the thing.
It's like open container law.
Something to that effect. I don't know.
Interesting. Someone should call us and tell us the answers to all of our questions.
Yes.
Maybe Aaron's mom or brother.
Or brother. I'm pretending we're live on radio
know,
right now.
But we're recording. But we're not.
Dan.
In a week.
Come on.
Call
where
us.
Are you? Brian?
Come down
anyone
so,
from the ether.
To your question.
Yeah.
segue back.
Yeah. I guess in my experience, it's not a huge thing. It's a popular time to buy small things and gift certificates. But I was hearing from some reps from different companies a couple of weeks ago who came in that said about 10 years ago, it was totally different for them in the bike sales world, that they would sell like hundreds of kids' bikes in December and could not keep them in stock. And like,
huh.
Christmas was the time that you just bought people bikes in your life. But yeah, over the past 10 years, things have just shifted. And they're like, it's true seemingly across shops in Portland, and that it's not a popular time to give.
Intriguing. Did they like give any hypothesis as to what the change was?
No. No, we stayed very surface level. I don't know. What's your experience been?
I mean, I kind of agree. I don't know if it's changed over time. We do sell some kids' bikes and little kick bikes, more yeah. so in December than in other months of the year, although like July is also fairly popular for kids' bikes and kick bikes. But adult bikes, people maybe are buying for themselves, but rarely. And maybe the bicycle requires too much research to really just buy it as a present and be like, here you go, I hope it fits.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I really try to dissuade people from sure. buying them as gifts as much as possible, because it is a personal choice, and that everyone mm-hmm. has something that they like, whether it's the aesthetics of it or the fit of it or the speed and feel, and you have to connect with it if it's something you're going to actually use. And so I think, personally, I don't think it's the best gift to just surprise someone out of the air unless you've had this conversation already.
Kind of like proposing, maybe. You don't really want to like just spring that.
Yeah, that's like a different level.
Some people do that.
I know. Some people are really into, you know, I mean, that said, some people are really into receiving like bikes as gifts. There was someone who through the shop purchased for their partner a very, very, very nice, very customized bicycle. And at first I was like, oh, I don't know. This feels like too much of a thing to do right. for someone that doesn't know. But he's like, no. Trust me. The best gift that I can give is for them to not have to make the choice and decisions about it. I know them well enough. And it was so true when they picked it up. And I, you know, have to check myself sometimes and realize that not everyone is me and a control freak. So,
yeah.
There's that.
I often have to tell myself, not everyone is me. Like, oh, that color, I don't want to buy any of that color. And they're like, this is our most popular color. And I say,
really?
Fine. I can't just buy gray. Just everything gray. Maybe red. Mm. Not pink with cheetah, you know.
No, but people like it.
Yeah, some people do.
Yeah.
And some people want surprises on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about bike surprise. I'm of the type, though, if somebody gave me a gift of a bike, even if it didn't fit or like it was a bike I didn't like, I'd probably still keep it and hang on to it for a while.
What if you could return it and get one you liked more and fit better?
I think I still have some of that like Mexican Protestant guilt in me that would prevent me from doing so.
You feel like you would hurt the feelings of
yes.
the gift giver?
Yes. Even sure. if they said, like, you can go ahead and return that. No. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I like it. I really like
it. It's great. I'm going to eat this, even yes. though I hate it.
And I wear the bunny costume whenever whoever is around.
I'm confused. Tell me more about this.
A Christmas Story? The pajamas the kid got with the...
Sorry, I was
deep
not
cuts.
There.
Deep cuts, yeah.
Now I'm sorry. There. Good. Thank you.
I'm realizing as we're talking about this that I'm a huge hypocrite, too.
You would love to be surprised with a bicycle?
Last year, I was surprised with a bicycle.
Oh.
That my husband built for me. And I love it. It was like the best thing. I never knew that I wanted it. And it doesn't fit perfectly, but I don't care because it's more important that it just appeared and it's great. Mm-hmm. And
is it the one that's out there right now?
No, no, it's not. It's like the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. He wouldn't build that for you.
No, he's a weirdo. So it's like some early 90s, heavily, heavily modified mountain bike.
Is it that Stump Jumper?
It's a Hard Rock.
Or Hard Rock, yes. Yeah. Stump Jumper, Hard Rock, Rock Hopper, like they're all like in that same family. There.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's my nerd litmus test is what I call it. Because like I just park that somewhere and bike nerds appear.
You can see them.
Yeah. And it's one of those, if you don't know what you're looking for, it doesn't look that special. But if you get up close and know what bits are good. So anyway.
I'm self-professed bike nerd.
Bike nerd?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you would know.
I'd be the one walking by the bike rack going, who? What?
What is that?
I don't, what, like, what's on it?
Yeah.
I don't think I know this bike of yours. Tell me about it.
It's a bike.
Tell me its little good bits.
I'm trying to think now. Good bits. It's got, I can't remember which year it is of XT. Because I'm not an XT nerd.
That's okay.
Yeah, are you?
Not to that nth degree.
Yeah, because it's like the year of XT that people that know, you know, that Shimano group like go crazy over. And then it's got a white Tange headset.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not something that you see everywhere. And it's got Bull Moose riser bars, which again is not one of those super common things and a very nerdy piece to it. And then, I don't know, in addition to that, it's really boring to talk about. But it's got some good stuff.
You know, there are people
it.
Listening right now just drooling.
Drooling.
That's true. This is like their stuff.
These are the people.
Can't have my bike.
Fenders? No fenders?
It has fenders. Yeah.
Metal fenders?
No.
Chromoplast?
They're SKS chromoplast plastic. Yeah.
Silver or black?
Silver. Yeah. Nice. I think that's pretty much the color.
I don't know what color your bike is.
Red.
Red.
I have this belief that bikes should be red.
All bikes should be red.
Yeah. Just,
classic.
Yeah. I have 4 red bikes.
Wow.
That's pretty consistent.
Out of how many?
5. Yeah.
You rode the single bicycle that's not red today.
I did. Okay. I did. Yeah. It's black and it has some red on it and red pedals just to balance it out.
Got it.
Were the red pedals like something you had to put on like just to make it feel right?
No, they were just what was there. I feel like I should have a better answer. Like I researched them a lot. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't really care that much about my own bike sometimes, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
The cobbler's children have no shoes something like that. I have red bikes. I don't have any red bikes. The one I rode today is sort of like coppery.
Okay.
But it's actually my wife's bike.
Oh.
But I built it, so it's sort of mine.
It's like a shared one?
Yeah, you know, it fits. So.
What's like your bike nerd rabbit hole as a self-professed nerd?
Oh, I don't know. I just feel like I see weird things and like older stuff. Odd things put together like a Thompson seat post on a really grungy Hard Rock or something. And I'm like, who belongs to this?
Mm-hmm. This is not stock.
This didn't come this way.
Yeah.
Who put that on there? That frame is worth less than that seat post. but there's no particular thing like XT from 1991 or whatever else. I don't know. I'm into dynamo lighting. I'm into like racks and baskets and being able to carry shit.
Do all of your bikes have dynamo
important.
Lighting?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Including that's a 70 great. Schwinn. The front wheel is worth more than everything else on the bicycle.
Wow.
It's living outside right now, which is probably not very good for it.
It's
a little rusty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. It just makes it better.
Yeah.
Just like I need to dip the whole thing in a vat of T9. And then
it'll be
great.
Be fine.
It'll be
fine.
Just wipe the rims off. I won't be able to break for weeks.
It's not supposed to look perfect. It's supposed to look real.
Yeah.
That's what Schwinn's are for.
Yeah. I found that Schwinn at a Goodwill in Walla Walla for $10.
Oh, awesome.
And I had to have it.
So, like, all your bikes seem like they're the bike nerd litmus test.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's possible. Yeah, today I rode, it's a Centurion Mixty that my colleague Jeremy got from a Better Cycle because they couldn't sell it because it was in an accident. It had just a little bit of front end damage and no fork, so I had to find a fork and kind of piece it back together. Single speed, hammered metal fenders, front rack.
Oh, that's really fun.
With a little wood tray in the front rack so it doesn't eat your purse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tonight, I'm going home, guys, and there's going to be a new bike there.
Like, it's going to happen.
No, like, for real. There's going to be a tandem that's finally finished waiting.
Ooh.
There.
Oh.
Which is, like, where my mind is.
Is this the same tandem that you did the heavy bike hill climb with?
No, oh, it's a okay. special new one.
Oh,
it's
a new tandem.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
an okay. early 90s Ibis tandem.
Ooh.
That has a custom splatter paint job. With, like, matched splatter paint hubs, which we did ourselves.
Oh, okay.
And, like, stems and everything. So it's just, like, it's gross. But it's finally
what colors of splatter?
It's black with red, yellow, neon green, and blue.
This yes. is a very 90s
yes.
kind of color scheme going
yeah,
on here.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So it's hard to focus.
Well, so Christmas... In bike world or bike shops, in the at least here mm-hmm. in Portland, not so great. So what is bike Christmas as far as the shops? Like, what is your busy holiday? Memorial Day?
Oh, holiday. I mean, I would just say, like, July, August.
Oh, yeah.
Summer. Well, maybe not even July. Sometimes it's too hot. Last year it was
like
too
May
hot.
And June.
Yeah, early.
There isn't, like, one particular day where, like, the bikes are just... Like, everyone's getting bikes for whatever.
Just one day?
Yeah. One day out of the year.
I don't know. I don't know that day. Tell me this. Tell me the day that everyone wants to buy a bicycle.
Flag Day? No. Father's Day. No.
I don't even know when Flag Day is.
Can we just start that rumor?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Let's just collaborate.
Flag
to say
Day
that we're gonna start
is the new...
It's bike
bicycle
Christmas.
Bicycle Christmas.
Yeah.
Go get a bike on Flag Day.
The
Can someone Google when is Flag Day?
I thought it was in June.
Do it. Thinking because the former owner of Bike and Hike once mm-hmm. told me that October 15th is the end of bike season.
Yeah.
And so in my mind, that's just a real thing. October 15th comes around. I'm like, oh, that's the date. It's the end of the season
You're
for
like,
us.
Time to go on vacation.
So if we just start telling people Flag Day is mm-hmm. the day when people buy bikes, people might just...
It will be a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, Flag Day is
go,
the new day.
June 14th.
Go get your... Well, I mean,
wow,
that's
that, actually a pretty good day.
That correlates.
June 14th, people, plan.
Mark your calendars. Oh, wait, they're already marked. Flag Day.
Oh, that's right.
We just need
flag
Day.
Already printed on there.
A bike next
we need
to it.
A hacker to go in and do change all of the Google calendars,
from
all of the
flag
Apple
day
calendars.
To bike Christmas.
Yeah.
Aaron,
who?
Will you do us a favor and remind people on Future Sprocket podcast?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes, I'll put it on.
Flag Day.
Put it on our calendar. And on June, no, I'm going to do it. Actually, put that in right now.
Oh yes. Well, I don't know about you, even though Christmas time isn't a big, like, huge busy time in the shop, it's one of my favorite times of year to be in the shop.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, it's just, like, team building time of year. And by that, I mean we get to hang out and spend more time one-on-one and get to know each
yeah.
other.
Yeah. There was definitely, I over the weekend, I got an aerobics record, two LP collection. I can't remember what it's called now. But it's basically, like, hits... From the 70s.
Okay.
But with one,
it's not like
two,
sweating
three,
to the
four,
oldies
one,
or anything
two.
Like that.
And it's like a voiceover telling you how to step to these songs.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
So today Anna and I were dancing.
Like jazzercise,
just a little
huh?
bit. Yeah, like jazzercise, but there's no person telling you really what to do except verbally, which is quite difficult. There,
yeah.
there are little pictures in the on the dust jacket. With a woman wearing basically underwear with skin tone stockings and a kind of loose white t-shirt. real sexy. What's going on?
Steph just gave me a card. I think it's the key to the to the door.
She's which, locked us in.
I hope not. I don't know.
It's nice and warm in here.
I don't know how to set the alarm.
Okay.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the code.
The kids are in charge tonight.
The key code. Yep.
I agree. December is fun also because I feel like the people coming into the shop to purchase things are way more committed. They're like, I am riding my bike in December.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to ride a bicycle. And then we have our little, you know, we share war stories about riding our bikes in the snow or the rain or whatever. Also atrocious weather mm-hmm. we have. And yeah, so generally December good for team building and fun customers.
Yeah, because it's when I think our community tends to solidify. It's mm-hmm. when we figure out who our regulars are more. Mm-hmm. The people that are coming in December are our people, you know? The ones yeah. that are just stopping by because they want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
They're there for the cookies. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah,
not.
I'd like to think it's our charming personalities, but who knows? Who knows?
So, or both.
Yeah.
Speaking of cookies, though, mm-hmm. this made me think of it. So you brought a bunch of cookies that one of your sales reps
yeah.
gave you. And this is sort of the time of the year, like, sales reps kind of, like, give these little things out.
Yeah.
What is the weirdest or, and you don't, I mean, obviously you don't want to name any names, but, like, what is the weirdest thing, like, a sales rep or someone like that?
I got, raspberry plants.
Plants?
Plants.
Interesting.
From the same man who gave us cookies. He's my favorite. He's very thoughtful.
Yeah. Can you say who?
Kevin Richardson. Do you know him? He reps for Nutcase and Sealskins.
Oh, yeah.
And
I don't see him often, but he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's very sweet.
Yeah.
And we both garden, so he gave me a bunch of raspberry starts.
So that makes sense.
There you go.
Yeah.
They're still growing. I've had them for, you know, 5 years or something.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
What have you gotten, Leah?
Well, the weirdest one that we got, for sure, was a collapsible dog bowl, like a water bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which none of us at the shop have pets, but just, I think, I mean, there's some sweet things that people have brought by, but it's even funnier for me. We just have a drawer of things that we give to, you know, regulars on their birthdays of random products that get dropped off by reps.
Yeah. The random swag bin.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That was mm-hmm. the weirdest one. I'm like, okay, there's a bike company that's making dog water bowls.
Who's making dog water balls? Bowls?
Giant.
Oh.
Yeah. If you ever
it's a
want
good
one.
Use of their time.
I mean, maybe. I mean, it's good for the person that we gave it to goes to a lot of cyclocross races and brings their dog out to them.
Ah,
so it actually
so
was
go.
Good. To,
yeah.
And it wasn't until that moment that I realized, aha, this is why they're there, for people to bring their pets to races.
Yeah. Noted. I don't have a dog. I wouldn't see the purpose.
Mm-hmm. I know it was hard for me, but.
Bring a
you could
bowl.
Be yeah. you could be one of those shops that just portable. Have like dog bowls outside your shop, you know.
I was at an Ace Hardware yesterday or 2 days ago, and I was looking at the paint samples, trying to pick out a white. Picking out whites, it's impossible. There are so many shades. Cool,
really
cool, warm,
eggshell.
Yeah, simply white was the color of the year last year.
Oh, cool.
Apparently, according to Benjamin Moore. Anyway, so I'm standing
back to
dogs. I'm standing there, and there's a dog bowl full of water, like, right in front of the display, and I'm thinking, this is not the appropriate place to put a dog bowl.
Mm-mm. Right. This is inside the Ace
and
Hardware.
I'm also, like, basically standing. I'm going to step in it.
Right. How many people may have actually done that?
I think several.
Yeah.
If not every person at the paint display.
Can I ask a follow-up question
yes,
about
please.
Your wife?
Yeah.
Which are you going for, warm or
just like a tiny bit warm?
Did you decide on a color?
So we bought two samples.
Okay,
one was cotton balls. You know it. Good.
I know my whites.
Okay.
I know.
Cotton balls and mayonnaise.
Oh,
so mayonnaise is a little too mayonnaise-y.
Buttery.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And you don't want to like leave it out too long.
I know. No. Yeah, you really want to keep that refrigerated. Yep. Cotton balls was actually on the cool side of things. It had like these green undertones to it.
Weird.
I think my wife is She said she'd go back, pick some more samples.
I feel like I want to make the suggestion mm-hmm. of Miller Paint, mm-hmm. sugar dust.
Sugar, you know what? Actually, we were in there yesterday.
Yeah.
And picked up that sample as well.
Oh, it's great.
this is the great. Weirdest point of conversation. This
really?
Is so wonderful.
Has it never gone here before?
Yeah.
I don't know if we've talked about specifically white paint. So
can we
in
say,
such detail.
I'm taking this white is... back from the white nationalists.
There you go. Okay.
Do it.
Taking it back.
There, I like it. White isn't just for nationalists anymore.
I'm a strong believer in also choosing paint by color, mm-hmm. or color name, I mean. It
could be a so-so color, but if it's got a cool name, it makes the color.
Yeah.
Real. Okay.
Like multiple walls in our house are painted kind of a warm white mm-hmm. that's called bunny cake, mm. purely because it's called like
bunny cake.
Bunny
yeah.
cake. Which yeah. is maybe the dumbest name for a paint color ever, but that's what I want my house to feel like.
Does it seem like they change the color names every couple of years too? Like,
I'm so embarrassed that I know so much about this. I'm realizing.
No,
I
want to know.
So
I
sugar
know
dust,
what you know.
For a brief period of time, was actually rebranded as Crystal Springs, and
this is so great that you know this.
Right. Yeah.
Do you actually work at the Miller Paint Store? Is this your sideline?
No, I don't. But I always, when I was a kid, my dream job was I wanted to name paint colors. Mm-hmm. And
someone's got that dream job, you know.
I know. My family business is my parents were log home builders. And as contractors, like, I spent a lot of time in different building supply stores with them growing up. And I loved going especially to the paint and wallpaper stores and would just hang out there and look at all the paint colors. And so buying a house, the most exciting part for me was being able to go to the paint stores and pick things out. So I got really into it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Miller realized that Crystal Springs was not selling as well as Sugar Dust, and so they changed it back to that.
Wow.
The more you know, guys.
Rainbows.
This is...
So, Aaron, paint colors, not your thing?
No, I get really into colors. I have also just never been in a space where I could just choose the colors of my walls.
Sure.
But I could probably spend as much time as anybody or more so.
I also have a deadline.
Like
so we're having the holiday party at my house
Friday.
Whoa.
And we just got the ceiling fresh drywall on the ceiling and the walls replastered.
Oh.
So I have so we got primer down, but it's got to get painted.
Yeah, just sugar dust that shit.
Sugar
there,
dust.
There is a part of me that'd be like, I primered it. It's primer white.
Just fine.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's primer
it's
white.
Just,
that's
easier
because
we're
going
to move all the furniture back in, right?
So right.
It's easier to paint everything now.
Yeah. It totally makes sense.
Because
yeah.
What would happen, it would just be primer white for a long, long time.
Until finally you move all the furniture into the middle.
Until the summer, and then I'd like put the couch on the front yard, and then I could finally open the windows more to paint. Doing the primer was a little bit torturous because it was 25 degrees outside or whatever.
Oh,
I wore a respirator,
mm-hmm.
but it's just kind of awkward to wear a respirator.
I was a landscaper for a long time, and along with landscape maintenance is spraying for bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the chemicals we use were pretty mild, but it was still like law that we had to like.
It's probably good that it was law.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
so hard to breathe after a little while. Like,
and it's kind of sweaty.
Yep. It's all just moist in there, which by the way is like one of everybody's least favorite words is like
moist. I don't mind.
Really? It.
Yeah.
Really?
We can say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the right combination of sounds.
I like it. It makes me think of cake, which is always a good thing.
Sugar dust.
Sugar dust makes me think of cake, too.
Bunny
yes.
cake.
Bunny
cake. And bunny cake.
What is bunny cake? Is it a shape? Is it shaped like a bunny? Or is it made out of bunnies?
You know, that's something we've discussed a lot in the household, actually.
Or is it a cake that when you cut into it, like all bunnies come out?
See, in my mind, it's the type of cake that bunnies eat at a tea party.
Oh.
Yeah. We actually have bunny cake walls with sugar dust trim.
Very nice.
I don't know if I would be able to.
Flat paint walls?
Flat, of course.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
flat. Not satin or gloss?
If I need gloss, it's only for the bathroom.
It's only...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Moist environment.
We should start a home improvement show.
We probably should.
This is the home improvement section of the Sprocket Podcast.
When I was a kid, I pretty much exclusively watched home improvement shows on TV.
Trading Spaces.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I watched Home Time.
I don't know that one.
It was definitely on PBS for a while. It was this guy who had perennially had, like, new female co-hosts. And you could never tell, like, were they married?
Mm-hmm.
Or were they just coworkers? Who knows?
He had a rotating cast. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You know, and then This Old House.
Yeah.
That one's funny just because I, as a kid, was told so many times that, like, Bob Vila was such a hack.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's the host.
Yeah.
He doesn't get to do anything.
He, like, angered my dad, though, I think.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, like, as a carpenter and builder, he's like, Bob Vila, This Old House, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's like the equivalent of a Leatherman tool. You know, totally useless. Leatherman's great now as an adult, but...
he's from Portland.
Bob Vila is?
No, the Leatherman guy.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I don't know where Bob... He's probably from the east somewhere.
California.
Oh, really? Do you know this?
Okay. No.
Now, there was a whole string of home improvement shows that were all taking place in New England. And, like, everybody was like Norm, but of course they would call him Nom.
Abram.
Yeah, Nom. Yeah. Nom Abram.
Yeah. He had his own show where he just built wooden things.
New Yankee Workshop?
Yeah, thank you. He had the most incredible workshop.
It was
like the size of this warehouse.
Well, that show, was that the one where it was all like just hand tools? Or was that a different guy? It was a guy he would build. It was usually like smaller things, but he would build various furniture or whatever. And it was all out of hand tools, like no
That's
power tools whatsoever.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
I want to know how to do that.
That was also my childhood. Yeah.
That guy was telling me today he found there's wood crafters close to here, and I guess they put out scraps.
Oh.
He said he found an enormous piece. It was like 3 feet wide and 9 feet long of maple, live edge maple.
Wow.
And he was riding his bike by and he's like, oh my God, I have to have that.
Right.
So he hustled his butt home and he grabbed the car and his son and they came back and grabbed two of them and he made coffee tables.
Oh, that's cool.
And some friends. I know. I was like, wow, ground score.
Mm-hmm.
What have you found on the road when you're riding your bike home?
I suck at that game.
Really?
Oh yeah. I think I must be just the least observant person of all time. Cause I never see anything on the side of the road, but,
Yeah, no, I run in the same problem. Like,
no, like, not even like free boxes. Do you stop?
Every now and then, I've had like so many I don't know, just disappointing experiences with free boxes that I'm reluctant to stop at them.
That's fair.
Brock's like he's like the lottery winner of free boxes. He'll find all sorts of great treasures out of there. Or just stuff that, like, happened to be lying outside, like, on the side of the road. Yeah. I never get those.
Yeah.
It's like Graham, my husband, and he's like a thrift store whisperer and just has this sixth sense for things that are free and extremely cheap. Like, he's the one that always sees things that are on the side of the road. Like, I just, like, put in his ear, like, I need sunglasses. And then they'll just, like, show up on his way to work on the sidewalk.
Found these.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just must not pay attention to the world around me.
I feel like there are certain streets where there are better things than
really.
Other. Yeah, Borthwick, for example, for some reason.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Huh.
In the summer, at least.
Noted.
There are often things on the side of the road. Last thing I found was a paintbrush, like That's a nice, good. You know, actually clean paintbrush.
And I found a utility paintbrush or like for
no, like
an
a nice sash brush.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Something that would cost $8 new, free. Yeah. Free on the road. The thing on a bicycle, you can stop suddenly and pick things up, whereas in a car, you can't. Although in a car, you can get very large things. Sometimes I see really nice pallets, and I want to take them with me, but
yeah.
I don't usually have a use for pallets.
No, me neither.
There's,
you're like, why would
but
I
other people
that?
Seem to make really cool things.
No, yeah,
out of
there's
them
people
I...
who like make some pretty decent pieces yeah. of furniture out of them.
You know, I really thought that once I bought a house, I would turn into one of those people that was like crafty and wanted to do home improvement things.
And?
But I don't care. No. I want a place to live,
yeah.
you know, and hang out. It's not my hobby. I appreciate people for whom their home is a hobby and how lovely they are, but it was nice, like, having that deep breath and moment of self-acceptance to be like, that is not me.
Do you feel like you don't, if you had more time, you would, or you just don't want to?
No, I think I would do other things. Like, okay. I really just cannot get it up for, like, yard work and stuff. It's just, what about you?
I love yard work. That's, oh, like, man. Every weekend. I'm one of those people.
You
I'm, like, in my house
anytime.
Doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I currently have two chickens,
mm-hmm.
and we have a bunch of fruit trees, and we grow things. It's weird, huh?
No, it's excellent. I have kale plants that I kill once a year.
Okay.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And they just come back?
They just keep coming
really?
Back for
Their
me.
Their kale huh. is kind of incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It lives through the winter. Actually gets better in the winter.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't grow my own stuff.
It's okay.
I had a really nice garden.
I'm not
garden.
Growing everything. Yeah, I still go to the grocery store.
I had a really nice garden in the place I lived in before, but I didn't do a whole lot except maintain it. Like, someone else had already set it up, had already, like, planted all the plants. And so, like, you know, it was up to all of us to kind of weed it and water it. And that was pretty much it. And harvest, I guess. But
those are all important things to do.
They are. But, like, getting it all set up is, like, the major part of the work. And it, when I moved into this new place, they had, like, these garden beds and even a chicken coop. And, you know, I was, like, all excited. Yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to garden. But
chickens are overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now they're not laying. They're freeloaders.
It's, right.
I'm just feeding them.
They're expensive pets at this point.
But, yeah, I mean, less expensive probably than those dogs that eat, like, organic, fresh meat.
They're pretty right. low maintenance, too, right?
Yeah, they just kind of do their own thing. They were a little upset about the snow.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
They'll get over it.
It's cold.
Did you... They probably just, like, hunkered in. You didn't, like, have to, like, bring
no,
any
they don't,
inside or anything.
I don't give them any creature comforts, really.
Okay.
They have a little house. They have a roof. I feed them. They get water. You do have to, in the winter, if it's cold, you have to give them more water because it freezes.
Right, right.
I guess if in Minnesota, you know, they do things where they have heating coils in the water dishes.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It doesn't, it just isn't cold enough here to invest in that kind of thing.
No. No. Just for, like, you know, a few days out of the year. And that's
yeah. All. Or a week or two. Or who knows what the weather will look like in the future.
Yeah. Should we talk about the weather? Should we?
I don't
talk
know.
About, like, what did we do?
I rode my bicycle.
You rode through all this?
Yeah. Yeah. It was yeah. just snow. I grew up in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, I rode my bike. It was fun.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it when it snows. I understand. I got sick of it after a while because realizing I'm really privileged that, like, I have bikes that work in the snow and I know how to do it. And so many people, I think, were just... felt really isolated and shut in for a while because it wasn't something they were used to and they didn't have the right tools to get out. So I'm really glad that this bit of snow and ice on the ground is over. But personally, I had so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people on mountain bikes that probably wouldn't have been riding mountain bikes otherwise.
I had a lot of fun on the Pugsley.
Mm-hmm.
I rode up and down Powell. Because you don't really
yeah.
get a chance to do that. Like, cars
mm-hmm.
are driving really slow. So I'm like, well, I can keep up with this.
Mm-hmm.
On my main bike, I put zip ties around the tires.
Yeah.
That works great for snow. But, like, any kind of mix of, like, snow, asphalt, or, like, snow and ice, it wasn't working very well. I had a pretty good time riding in general up until today. Today was honestly the worst.
Today was yucky. This morning, I actually was kind of like, I
slid
like
all over the place.
Yeah.
Last night,
I don't know. Like, what kind of secrets?
I'm over it. It's been 4 days. I'm done.
What kind of secrets, like, do you guys?
Slow down.
Yeah.
Be cautious. I mean, honestly, like, that's how you don't fall over.
That's all there is.
I think, I think so.
Yeah. And just, it's the same as with driving. Like, just realize it's different, but it's okay and be confident.
Mm-hmm. Continue moving forward.
Yeah. Don't use your brakes that much. Like, instead of, like, going fast and then expecting that you're going to need to stop, let's just go slow the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Staying away from the front brake was one of the things, main things I learned. Like, I rarely use the front brake at all. The first time, like, 2 weeks ago, like, the first snow thing mm-hmm. that we had, you know, I was rolling on my main bike and hit the front brakes, like, nothing on the tires or anything, hit the front brakes, and I felt a little slide.
Yeah. That's like, the fun part.
Yeah.
No, like, turning corners and grabbing all rear brake and just skidding
around. Oh, yeah, yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. It's good.
But the the fluffy snow is much nicer than, like, the chunky, gross slush that's
it's so much easier
happening
to,
a few days
ride
after.
In.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's more, it's, you can expect what's happening.
Right.
You know, it's less variable.
Any like, crazy stories from that period, from that time?
I think that the crazy stories for me are always just seeing the ways in which the city shuts down. Some of them are really understandable. Like, I love it that our Department of Transportation does not put unnecessary funds towards plows that they use once or twice a year. But
yeah.
it does continue to be funny to me sometimes seeing, like, a dusting of snow means that I-5 just stops.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that I don't understand. I understand when there's a lot of ice. I'm like, yeah, that's dangerous. But there was a dusting of snow, and, like, immediately there was a pileup of cars.
Yeah.
Which I don't get. I was talking with someone about that. Like, how does that happen? Like, what do you think causes?
I think the problem is that our freeways right now are pretty much at max capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And you throw any sort of wrench in that, and then just disaster.
Anything piles it up, whether it's snow or,
yeah, I mean,
or
you get an accident.
A large amount of rain.
If you get an accident during rush hour, the traffic just becomes absolutely atrocious. And then people take alternative routes. But the problem is with snow, the alternative routes aren't any better.
Yeah.
I think it was Sarah Inarone. I'm going to... It's probably not the best way to pronounce her last
Inarone?
Name. Inarone?
I don't know.
I imagine her as Italian.
Eccolo. Ciao, Sarah Inarone. Come stai?
Anyways,
I wish she was here. She'd be like, none of you are correct.
Yeah, it's actually, yeah. She tweeted something to the effect of it's less the fault of our infrastructure or the weather as it is, all the single occupancy vehicles on the road.
Well, that's traffic generally.
Right, sure. But, like, more to the point, if we're already at capacity, you know, it doesn't matter, like, what kind of infrastructure or what kind of, like, snow precautions we take. It's, like you said, like, any wrench in the system is going to screw it all up.
Well, the other thing I saw, so my wife and I went for maybe an hour-long walk Wednesday night because it was just nice out. And we walked across the overpass over I-5 in North Portland, and it was 8 o'clock at night. I-5 South is still bumper to bumper, but it's mostly semis. And I'm just thinking, ugh, what a terrible job. You know, this is your job. You've got to get from Seattle to Southern California in a night. And you were stuck going through Portland for like 3 hours.
That's true. Yeah. Mm.
And, you know, whose fault is that? Like, they need to get goods from A to B. And then there's all these other people saying, I'm going to go to dinner in Southwest Portland. Like, no, this is a terrible idea. You should walk to the restaurant that's close to you. So we went for a very long walk. Going back home about an hour later, I-5 South is still bumper to bumper.
Ugh.
And I was just like, oh, thank goodness I'm not driving in this.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
One thing that was positive that I thought from it is, for whatever reason, it made this city feel smaller and more neighborhoody. Like, I was going to meet a friend for a drink, and I was on my bike, and it was, I can't remember what evening it was, but it was the one that it was really snowy. And on my way, I passed another friend's house, and I just, like, stopped and went up on her front porch and just was like, oh, I'm just going to knock on the door and say hi, which is something that doesn't really happen that often. But I think because of the snow, I just knew that people would be home, and it just, it felt special for a little while. And so for that week, I just felt like there was more of that. People stopping by my house.
It's like the 50s.
Yeah. Let's turn that clock back. Only in that specific.
Right.
only in that one area. Right. All the other things of the 50s, not so great.
Let's not turn the clock.
We'll just turn the clock forward, but like, you know.
No, I agree. I think it's nice when you can just have neighbors where you say hey and stop by, have a drink or whatever.
Yeah.
Ask for a cup of sugar.
Right.
Sorry, the grocery store closed early. My goodness, I need to make sugar cookies tonight.
Yeah. So if I could bottle that up, I like that part of the snowstorm.
Yeah. Maybe we should just make that practice.
Yeah.
Stopping by the neighbor's house.
And borrowing sugar.
Yeah. Do you know your neighbors?
I know their kids. They come up whenever they have a fundraiser.
Oh, that's cute.
They know I'm good for at least one or two things.
Nice. Yeah. What have you purchased?
Most recently, a bouquet of poinsettias. Or not a bouquet, like an actual planted poinsettia.
Uh-huh. What color?
Red.
Okay. Mm. They make... They
classic.
Make white ones and, sort of variegated ones.
Sorry, that came out more snarky than I guess necessary.
Red? What other what other poinsettia color exists?
What else have I bought from them? Oh, you know, chocolate bars, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any good?
No.
No, that's the problem. Why aren't kids selling gourmet chocolate bars?
Because overhead, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
They want to make their
whatever. Where's the profit
whatever.
In that?
Yeah.
Well, then they should go direct to the, you know, the wholesaler.
Right. Don't use
chocolate.
A fundraising corporation.
Yeah, I think,
just go. Yeah. I like this idea.
Yeah. Where are the parents? They need to be active in this.
Their parents
I feel
are
like
dragging
Portland,
them from
Portland
house
Public
to
Schools
house.
Needs all the money they can get.
Mm-hmm. And how?
Someone needs to figure that out.
Yes.
Maybe we won't go there tonight.
Just let that linger.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Do you know your neighbors?
I know several neighbors. I do have sort of a reclusive shut-in of a neighbor on one side. And then I have a guy on the other side who doesn't really speak English, but we say hi. The woman across the street writes a cocktail blog.
I love her.
Whoa.
Yeah, me too. There's Don and Colleen around the corner. They're like very sweet older people. I saw Don this morning. We exchanged niceties. His grandkid comes around and sells me things.
Ah,
just Girl Scout cookies, really, though. I don't think anything else. I wouldn't mind buying a poinsettia.
Oh, yeah. I got Girl Scout
cookies.
Oh,
yeah. Good.
Yeah.
One of my reps lives a block away. It's kind of funny. We meet for coffee at the local coffee shop instead of at the shop.
Really?
Because it's more convenient. That's about it. I don't know all my neighbors, but...
Yeah,
you've already named off.
I do have friends that live two blocks away, which is really great.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
I think it helps to have friends or to be close to your friends, like in proximity.
You end up hanging out more.
Yeah,
and can have that thing where you knock on their door and say, "Hey,
totally,
what are you doing? How about some porch sitting? Let's do that. Maybe not this time of year."
Mm-hmm.
Summer. Maybe when Flag Day comes around again.
That's right.
Oh, Flag Day.
You mean Bicycle Christmas?
That is going to be such a good day for business.
June 14th.
What day of the week is that?
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know.
I got to prepare.
Thursday?
It'd be easier if I just like brought up my
I'm
calendar
hoping it's
on Google.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm hoping it's Sunday. I would like it to be a Sunday. Just putting that out there.
Why Sunday?
It's our best day of the week in terms of sales.
I like how you have your app set up.
Oh, like all in little folders?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're very organized.
It makes them harder to find, though.
But it looks nice going.
It does look nice. It does look clean.
From afar.
That is honestly like more important for me. It's a Wednesday. It's right smack dab in the middle of the week.
All
right.
I'll take it. Wednesday, Flag Day.
It could be, you know, the whole week. Or is it just, it has to be one day?
I think it's just Flag Day.
According to my calendar, I have a defensive driving class that day.
You know, Wednesday, not traditionally the best day for retail, but we're going to change that.
Yeah,
Wednesday is the new Sunday.
Yeah. Tuesday and Wednesday are the days that the reps stop by.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, because they know it's not going to be that busy.
They're not intruding, but then you have days where you have four or five stop by, and you're just like,
I can't take another rep.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and all of December.
That too, yes. You're bored. But I'm bored too.
Exactly.
As a sales rep, you probably don't want to like have appointments, do you? Do you want to like make appointments?
I like appointments.
Yeah.
Me too.
They help you not get upset when people show up out of the blue.
Yeah. Also, I'm just not prepared when they show up out of the blue and don't often have great feedback to offer.
Sure.
Right. Like, any questions? I can't think of any. And then as soon as they leave, like, three or four like pop into your head.
Yeah. Not that phones and emails don't exist, but
But
face to face is a much better. You can get a lot more out of a person, I think, face to face. You know, you can have the conversation that's why was it 10 years ago people bought things for Christmas. You know, that's not really an email.
No
question.
No, I never would have known.
Right.
That was actually one of those days where multiple reps happened to stop at the same time. So it was like a rep conversation.
Yeah. Let's all four of us chat.
Let's talk about Christmas in the bike industry.
Who were these people?
Who were they? Chris from Cyclone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
did he bring his baby?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've never met the baby.
I haven't met his baby either.
Yeah.
Chris, we want to meet your baby.
Bring your baby.
Or maybe Leah doesn't. I don't know.
I'm not really a baby person, but I'd meet your baby. I'd like awkwardly try to high five it.
It would be great.
I will shake hands with your baby.
Yeah, that's like
cordially.
I'm not good with babies. You know, people have this assumption like, woman, you must want to hold, touch, and talk to babies. Yeah. And I'm like,
do I hold you?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
See, I'm all right with babies. I don't mind, like, you know, holding them and like bouncing them around. It's like when they get older and they're like kids and they have language, I'm a little bit less apt to like.
I find they're really annoying for like 12 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they get better again between learning language and then mastering. Well, not mastering, but you know, getting
better concepts and whatnot. Yeah. Yeah.
A little more life experience. Less of that, you know, very young teenage boy or like prepubescent boy where they think they are the ultimate.
Oh, yes.
That I don't like that age.
I've got like an amusement from a distance at that age.
Yeah.
You know, as long as it doesn't affect me personally. I think it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah. Are there any children in your family?
Like, do I have children?
No. Well, I know that. I mean, like, do you have cousins or
I have
nieces,
three nieces.
Nephews?
I have three nieces, yeah. Okay. I should know their ages, but I don't.
That's okay.
Like, teens, teens and tweens.
Teens and tweens.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good.
My oldest niece, though, like, I was, like, her au pair, in a way, for, like, her first year.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's
pretty
nice.
Sweet. It's only 7 o'clock, guys.
Your little bouncy baby time.
You're like shutting the lights off over
there. It's 7:41.
Oh.
Can we just drive this thing out of here?
Well, we took the blocks off.
What would we hook up?
Like, it's able to move.
Bikes. We could
three bikes on the front.
I think we could do this.
Oh my God, it'd be like Santa.
Let's take it to its new home.
Kind of. Somehow.
Or Hanukkah Harry, because there's three of us.
It's like Hanukkah Harry.
Yeah.
Who's the third of us?
What do you mean?
Kelly.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah. What other holidays can we latch on to?
I don't know. Ramadan?
Boxing Day.
Ramadan's like in the summer.
It shifts.
Oh. Yes, because it's lunar.
I don't. Right? Yeah, I don't actually know how much it shifts, but it cycles through the seasons.
Interesting.
I'm thinking none of us are Muslim, so no one's going to know the answer.
Right. From a distance, I've known people who have celebrated Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
fasting,
fellow
feasting.
Bus driver.
Fasting.
Yes. It's pretty awesome in the concept of, like, you have these parties all night, as far as a concept anyways.
I'm thinking it would be much easier in the winter, though.
Well,
because
because the nights
length.
Are longer. Yeah.
Yeah, you get to eat lots of dates. That's the part I remember. States are delicious.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think you could just eat dates whenever you want.
I don't think it has to be a specific. I just bought some. Do I have to wait now?
No, yes. I worked at a place where a lot of people were practicing Muslims, and okay. I just remember there being a lot of
dates around
over Ramadan.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know if there was a specific reason for that, but
it's probably just, you know, something that grows where they're from, where their people are from. I don't know, dates probably grow in California.
Along with pretty much everything.
All of the everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Except for apples.
Apples are still a Midwest thing? Oh.
Apples and pears.
Pacific Northwest. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And Northeast, but definitely. Hood River Valley. Mm-hmm. We've got some delicious apples and pears.
Mm.
Mm. Who likes to go apple picking?
Anybody? I feel like we just
Nobody?
Turned into an NPR show.
Delicious dish.
I got burned out with
sweaty balls.
Got burned out with like that stuff as a kid. Like we had apple fests all over growing up in Michigan. So
oh god, same
you're
thing.
Over it.
Oh yeah, I'm done.
Did
yeah.
you grow up in Michigan too?
I grew up in northern Wisconsin.
Okay,
and so yeah, we had cranberry fest, watermelon days.
Watermelon days. Oh,
mm-hmm.
With a Z.
Right.
Days.
I can't believe I'm forgetting the name of this Beef-a-rama actual thing. Yeah, where the main street of our town would shut down and like it was something.
Would they like herd the cattle down
yeah,
the main street?
Thinking.
No, it was like where I grew up. There's not cattle. It's just like lakes and stuff and tourism. And I think that they were like Paul Bunyan beef. I have no idea, but they were just pork, and not pork. It was like beef roasts out on Main Street.
Like vendors would come out with their roasts and like
just normal people.
I want to go. Does it still happen?
I don't know.
Is it the 85th annual coming up?
Beef-a-rama.
I want that T-shirt.
Maybe.
Yeah. Or bumper sticker.
I need to look into it. Yeah.
Okay. What town was this? I want to go.
Everyone wants to go there.
Beef-a-rama.
For the novelty festivals.
Yeah, right. That's what you
it
do.
Is. Yeah. Well, at least in Michigan and apparently Wisconsin, there's a lot of those sort of like the mint festival. Mm-hmm. Over in
it's a way to attract people to spend money. I don't know. Or
oh yeah, like
you don't
we had
have things to do.
The snowmobile derby and like Muskie Fest, and you know,
wow,
inviting people to come be sportsmen up there.
Bring your gun.
Bring your gun and your fishing rod.
Okay,
we'll have a.
Did you ever fish for muskie?
No. I've never really been into fishing or hunting, which. It was weird because everyone I grew up with, that was like the thing that
it's what
did.
You do out there. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Are you familiar with muskie?
No.
Okay. I was realizing they're kind of a Midwest
thing.
I'm
like, I know walleye. Those are.
That's a good fish.
Yeah. Okay. Mm.
Muskie are terrifying. They're huge. Like,
they
I'm
got these like kind of teeth, but not teeth.
Well, no, they have teeth actually. So they're carnivorous. They eat other fish, which is scary. And also they get big enough that they can bite humans. And it was always something I was terrified of when we were like out water skiing or something, that a muskie was going to bite my
Oh, head. Really?
And it happens, but really, really not.
I mean, they can't like take flesh or anything.
I don't know. I'm realizing that so much of what
There's
I know.
There's probably a lot of urban legends.
I know. It's like based on what I was told as a kid, like muskies can eat your entire foot. Probably not true, but they're really big and they have legitimately large teeth. And
how do they taste?
You don't eat a muskie.
Oh, okay.
No, the only reason people fish for muskie is so that they can hang them on their wall when they're taxed.
You get them stuffed.
Yeah.
It's like an oily fish, right? They're like really... Yeah.
Do you feed them to your dogs?
I don't know. I've only known muskie like tangentially. Okay. Like I don't think there's any in Michigan, as far as I know anyways.
Yeah, Wisconsin's the main place that they are, I think. And
I had a cousin that played for, I want to say, AA... team Madison Muskies.
Oh yes, familiar.
Yes.
I want to go. I've driven through Michigan, but
you guys are all invited to my parents' house. Everyone listening to for Muskie Fest.
Okay.
And Beef-a-rama.
I'm probably remembering the name wrong. And
Midwest, here we come.
Yeah, exactly.
I always found like Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, and to some extent Ohio and Indiana, like very separate from the Midwest.
Oh yeah,
like
we're the
in
Great
culture.
Lakes region.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's.
Like, I
and I'm not trying to be like snobbish about it. Like
Midwest
only...
is more like Chicago or like Nebraska.
Nebraska,
like Plains,
Iowa, yeah, Kansas, Oklahoma.
Okay. It's so different in terms of culture and especially landscape. Mm-hmm. Like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, I think, are their own thing.
Yeah.
Like, well, and I found like if you're comparing East Coast states with Great Lakes states with Midwestern states, at least my experience in Michigan, the culture has a lot more in common with the East Coast than it does with the Midwest, with like, you know, the Dakotas or Kansas or Oklahoma.
See, I feel like...
I like how you just left out Nebraska.
And Nebraska.
Like, they don't even count.
And Missouri.
It's just a square.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I think that's different from Wisconsin. That crossing the lake makes a difference, I guess. Because it's definitely not East Coast vibe either.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, more similar to Canada. I don't know what I would say.
I imagine it depends if you're in the country or in a city, too, to a certain degree. No? Not at all. I've visited Minnesota. I've been to the north of Minnesota.
Like the Boundary Waters?
Yeah. Nice. Where I fished for walleye.
Walleye's actually delicious to eat. Did you?
I had a little taste. I don't know. I'm not really a fish eater generally, okay. So it's not my thing. Sorry.
It's okay.
International Falls. I went to International Falls.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
It's like the coldest place in the lower 48. Mm-hmm. It's on Rainy Lake on the very north of Minnesota.
Like
on the Canadian border.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have actually been to that area because... Bemidji, Minnesota.
I have been to Bemidji.
Because that's where language camps exist. Like, they have this huge summer camp program. I don't know who it's owned by, actually, but they have, like, different linguistic villages that you can go to. So, so many people around the country I know have gone there to be, like, you know...
There's a college there, right? Bemidji State? Or...
There's a college there, but this is separate from that. They just have all of these camps where you can go and... And it's not things like Spanish, you know, or Chinese. It's like, you can go to the Norwegian village. And, which is kind of neat.
I wonder if they have some for, like, I don't want to say made up, but, like, well, I don't have a better,
you
or, like,
Esperanto,
you know, languages that are actual languages, but, like, people have, like, created these. Like, these are manufactured languages. They weren't, like...
I don't
organic
think I'm
language.
With what you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah, I want
to Esperanto?
Know. Tell me about
Esperanto
it.
Esperanto was supposed to be the language to unite everybody. It was like an amalgamation of like several different, mostly Latin-based languages. And like this guy came up with it to like, it was supposed to be very easy to learn. It wasn't. It was supposed to be sort of easy to understand even if you weren't speaking even if you weren't an Esperanto speaker. And this guy like had this idea to teach it to the whole world. And like everybody would learn this and then we would all like be able to speak the same language. And you know, then, you know, peace would mm-hmm. just happen because
Pangea
all...
would reunite.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But it never quite caught on. Mostly like, just people who kind of are of that mindset taught themselves Esperanto, and it still kind of exists in that circle.
Mm-hmm. What if Pangea actually re?
I would learn Esperanto.
I guess so. Yeah. Right, and it should all be easy for us to like understand, right?
I feel like we'd have a lot of warring. If
we all spoke the same.
If all
language?
Of our nations.
Oh,
came
if we all.
Like,
I think we'd
know,
have a lot of
fences
like,
make good neighbors,
right.
or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
I think we'd have like a lot of like. Awkward moments with each other that would like escalate pretty quickly.
Yeah,
I mean, theory here.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might have some time to plan for it. Like,
it's not just going to happen all at once, right?
Wait,
just a thought. You never know, though. Tomorrow, Pangea.
I don't know.
Yeah,
the New Yorker is coming out with this article now. They're like, Pangea's
right,
coming back together.
I I hope so. The New Yorker is such a great amalgamation of excellent hard-hitting journalism and fear-mongering.
Like, really?
Well, really,
it's been a while since I've
picked
them
one.
The big one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone liked that article. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, people really latched onto that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit like, I don't know. I might die.
I mean, we can't all live through this, right?
I'm going to die eventually. But.
Well, my thought with disaster preparedness in Portland is, as everyone has their stockpiles at home, I don't think it's a bad idea. But also the likelihood of me being at work or at a friend's house or at a restaurant is just as high as me being at home.
Sure.
Based on how much time I spend there. And
look what happens to I-5 with just a little bit of snow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And realistically, let's be real. A bike shop is pretty
if
much the worst
work.
Place to be in when it hits. Like, everything is a hazard.
There's a lot of sharp objects flying around off those
stuff.
Walls.
But think of all the black market like value that you have in
Truth.
Your shop.
Mm-hmm. Think of all the loot.
Because capitalism will, like, the market itself will just completely collapse, right? And we would just
I don't know how terrible it's going to be. If I'm at work, I'm probably going to die, though, because it's a giant brick building.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is already falling apart in a way.
Like, yeah.
Some piece fell off of it.
Some things
recently.
Fell off the building and they had to fix that.
Yeah.
Oops.
Cool. I hope it doesn't hit
it's
while
safer.
You're at work.
It's safe now.
It's safe.
Should I not have said that? Should I have?
No, it's totally fine.
Okay.
I mean,
honesty and transparency are always the best policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of the time.
It was fixed.
It was.
Yeah,
yes.
The landlord, luckily.
Pretty quickly, too. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm privy to these things.
If he didn't fix it quickly, I would have been worried.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. Like, I'll get to it.
It's this great old building, but they have these decorative concrete medallions and one of them fell down.
Oh, that sounds scary.
Yeah.
It could have been.
It could have been really
it
awful.
Could have been pretty
yeah,
bad.
If someone had been walking.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. Or even if a car had been parked slightly closer.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah. Maybe I mean,
so.
Wear helmets.
I don't think a helmet would have helped. I mean, maybe.
Maybe
just a tiny bit.
I think I just think about that a lot because I'm a, you know, I wear my helmet while biking a lot, and whenever I hit my head, it's always when I'm not wearing it.
Yeah.
It's when I'm, like, just walking around my house and running into things.
At one point today, I'd fallen off my bike or fallen on the street while biking a couple times today, and at one point I just decided, okay, I'm going to walk it the rest of the way. So I took my helmet off, and of course, like, you know, I walk 10 feet, and I slide, and I fall again. Like,
walking is
my...
dangerous.
Oh, walking was much worse than it was biking. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we should all just wear helmets all the time.
All
driving,
the time.
Walking, biking.
Just being.
Yeah. Being. Sleeping.
I mean, maybe we should wear armored suits.
What would they be made out of?
Kevlar.
I don't know.
Kevlar and PVC, I think. A little bit of something to like reinforce it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nerf balls. Nerf. It's a Nerf suit.
I'm just imagining this outfit with duct tape holding it all together.
Well, of course. It
so
goes
excited.
With us.
It's going to be so fashionable.
I'm looking forward to the Instagram post.
Yeah, exactly. That's really what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There might be a dance party where everyone's wearing them and bouncing into each other.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Maybe get a voice box studio. And we all go in there and karaoke while dancing in these outfits.
Slam dance karaoke.
I like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't stop believing.
Just imagining myself right now.
Just going for it.
Yes.
Slamming into the walls.
Slamming into the walls or each other. Just. Yeah.
The whole airstream is shaking right now.
I know. I forget. Like, we don't have the stabilizers on right now.
How is this held up? I don't know, actually.
Well, normally there are, like 4 blocks on each corner. They actually recede into this, like, cavity underneath.
Oh, okay.
They have to be, like, pulled up and put down by this special tool. Mm-hmm. But since we're, like, moving this weekend, pretty soon, they're up right now. That's why like the Airstream is
when we're
so...
towing them with our bicycles.
Right.
We're
I mean tonight. Yes. Mm-hmm. Tonight. What is that? An Herschel. An Shlomo.
I don't know the third mule's name.
I can't remember.
Shlomo's definitely one of them.
You know, he's like the hardest working of all the mules.
Of course he is. Because he got the worst name. Shlomo. Who called me Shlomo?
Come on. No one.
Oy vey.
So
I really just wish I was a Jewish grandmother.
Really?
Like, I would just talk like, why can't you marry a doctor?
You could just do it.
I could.
Yeah.
Just every.
It could be your new thing.
Don't look at my face. I'm actually 80.
Exactly.
Yeah, and just put it like a shawl over, like, so no one, you know.
Yeah. Dye my hair gray. Like, it'll be great.
You could pull it off. Yeah.
Do people do that?
Dye their hair gray.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on trend right now.
On
well, actually,
trend.
It was on trend, like.
Coming off trend.
4 or 5 years ago.
Now those people are actually gray.
Why would people do that? This boggles my mind.
I think it looks really cool. I don't know.
Some people look good with gray hair.
And I don't know. I think it's neat. There was like the gray to purple fade thing that was in for a while. The ombre that way. Uh-huh. I don't know. I think it's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Also, why can't it be a cool color for young folks? I think it was kind of interesting just that it was like reclaiming
something
that's typically thought of as being a negative aging.
It is something I must admit I kind of fear, or, you know, it's going to happen, but like really reluctant to embrace is the
gray. The gray hair.
Yes.
Yeah, I got.
I know I've got a few already.
Yeah. I was surprised when I found my first gray one. My immediate response was to pull it out. I'm like, whoa, where'd that come from? Whoa.
We realize our like self-consciousness as they like face us. Yeah.
I feel like mine will be a very slow fade and I won't notice.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be this like, because I have my hair in the front is like extra blonde.
Yeah.
I think it'll just turn white at a certain point.
Oh, yeah.
And then kind of slowly.
You'll have like cool. The one
pepper
streak.
Its way in. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll embrace it.
Yeah. I want like big, crazy gray hair.
Yeah. You'll just grow it out and tease it up.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have it.
Why not? Go all the way.
Go big.
Yeah, exactly. Why not draw attention to the fact that I'm gray prematurely?
Are you going to go home tonight and buy some? You're going to go buy some dye, gray dye.
I wish I could. I've dyed my hair multiple times in my life, and it turns red every single time.
It doesn't matter what color you buy.
No, so I could buy gray dye, and I'm pretty sure
it's going to go red.
Yeah. That's what it wants to be.
I had terrible success once. I dyed my hair brown, and it was like a really awful, awful color.
Yeah.
Is it like once you dye it, then you have to like let it grow?
Yeah, it like sort of fades and grows out. Yeah.
I don't know. I've only dyed my hair like, you know, goofy colors.
You were a punk.
Did you have to bleach it first?
Of course. Yeah. Anytime I tried to dye it without it,
did you ever do the thing with the little cheetah spots? Like Cisco?
No, I could never. No. So my hair doesn't ever get
this?
Very. Does it ever get very blonde?
Of all the things I expected to talk about tonight, Cisco was not one of them.
I had a little checklist.
I see.
No, I didn't actually, but if I did, it would have been on there.
It would have been on there?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. No. What's the song that's about Cisco's demise?
I don't know.
Oh.
The only thing I know is the thong song.
It's by some other artist. I can't remember now, but it's a.
It's a song about Cisco.
Well, yeah, it's like a fairly well known hip hop song that doesn't reference him by name, but talks about how Cisco's ego got so big that it like brought him down.
It like and imploded it's like, on itself.
Yeah, it's like a cautionary tale, you know.
This is great. Oh, I hope we have somebody who listens to this and like, you know, tweets this back to us. Who this?
The fall
this
of
was.
Cisco.
Yeah. The rise and fall of Cisco. Yeah.
So no.
No.
No
spots. Okay. I was too lazy to do patterns. And plus, like, in order for that to work, you have to, like, cut your hair really short. And I always embraced, like, the long, like, spiked up hair.
Sorry.
Trying to escape.
Someone calling you. You got to answer it on the air. No, I'm just kidding. Oh.
I feel so. We're wearing headphones to hear ourselves talk, and they're really warm. And I kind of want to just take them with me because it's been cold lately.
Yeah,
you know, it's the shop's been cold.
I'm being rude and texting while podcasting.
Oh,
are you gonna? Boom. Can you read aloud?
Yeah, it says ready in.
Do you want us to guesstimate how long it's gonna be?
About how long?
20, 30.
20.
You have a hot date to go watch a movie?
Yeah.
What are you gonna go see?
I'm gonna go watch Arrival.
Ooh.
Oh, I heard it was good.
Me too. Yeah, I like space movies.
Oh, I heard that totally differently.
What'd you hear?
I heard you were gonna go watch a rival.
Ooh.
And I was like, who's your rival that you're gonna watch?
No, Arrival. Yeah. This is my favorite time. I really like going to see movies, and this is a time when, you know, people put out their heavy hitters.
Right.
What theater?
Hollywood. It's my place.
That's a good theater.
Yeah.
It's your place.
It's my place.
They have a seat with your name on it.
No. If I paid more money.
I was going to say, you can.
I'm a long member, so it means that they, you know, what do they call it? Not the credits. Like, before the previews, they put up all the members on the screen. And
right.
It's like, that's my name.
Your name's up there? Okay, next time I go to the Hollywood, I'm looking for it.
Yeah. And
I'm going to bring a laser pointer and be like, there
like
it is.
Everyone should be members of the Hollywood Theater because it's just the best, most wonderful place. And also, when you're a member, you get free popcorn.
Oh. Noted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have to get floor popcorn anymore.
Floor popcorn. Oh, honey. Let's go to a movie together sometime.
Just bring your own from home.
I don't mean like I'm sweeping it up off the floor. Like if somebody leaves a bag of popcorn on the floor.
Oh, okay.
Like that's the first thing I do when I enter a movie theater is like I go up and down the aisles looking for that bag of popcorn.
You know, if you just make it at home and bring it in, it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, but then I always feel guilty.
Or do
like
you
sneaking.
Have this? You just really want like to score. It's like a ground.
Well, it's
score.
it's like yeah, I'm taking it out of the landfill.
Yeah, they're probably not composting at the movie theater.
Maybe at the Hollywood though.
Maybe
magical.
Yeah.
It's just
real butter, guys. Real butter.
Real butter.
Real butter.
Magical.
That is pretty magical.
Is that all it takes for you? Just real butter.
I'm an easy lady.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't take much to impress or excite me.
Well, so since this is kind of Christmas, maybe we should wrap up. Do we have any traditions that you guys do?
Christmas Either. Traditions? I do. We do fondue, cheese fondue on Christmas Eve.
Oh,
fun.
That is
and
nice.
Have over just people that are not hanging out with their families and want to hang out with us. So if you guys want to eat cheese fondue, feel free to come over to my house.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Usually we drink Manhattans or other boozy things.
Manhattan is gin with... No.
It's whiskey.
I'm getting a shake.
Whiskey with vermouth. A little bit of bitters.
Maybe I was thinking like a Cosmo or something.
Gin, yeah. You could do a Negroni, which is gin.
Oh yeah,
gin with Campari and vermouth, also delicious. I know you're not a drinker.
I'm not.
So I'm like telling you it's delicious, and you're like, uh huh, uh huh.
I can imagine it in my head how delicious this is.
Sounds good.
Yeah, do you have any traditions that you like do? Every holiday or so?
You know, usually I go back to Wisconsin. My mom was raised Jewish, which means that she's really into Christmas as an adult.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because as a kid, she was just so jealous about everything going on. So she goes way overboard with everything. So we always have the stockings and we cut down the tree together. But I'm not going back to Wisconsin this year. It's one of the interesting parts about like being in a long-term relationship and navigating how to spend holidays with whom. So I'm going up to Spokane. Washington.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Exotic.
So
is this the first Christmas with the in-laws or?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. So I think I'm navigating new traditions, trying to figure out what those are because I don't know. I'm hopping around a little bit more now. Yeah.
What does one do in Spokane?
Have you ever been to Spokane?
Mm-hmm.
Spokane. Without a doubt, has the best thrift stores of anywhere. So what one does is they hit up all of the really good thrift stores. That's my favorite thing to do. You can find so much amazing stuff for so cheap there. And also just marvel at the neon lights. I know Las Vegas gets like, you know, a lot of attention for it, but I think that Spokane really peaked in the 70s, and it's obvious.
They really embraced the neon.
Yeah,
there, huh?
Like even the Arby's. sign is neon, and
the little
with the hat is neon. There's so much neon.
Roast beef for everyone.
Yeah, right. So that's what I do. I go to thrift stores, and I just I really like Spokane a lot.
Do they have like what? Do they have like various different kinds of thrift stores, or is it just like their Goodwill is just really on point?
All of the above. They have a ton of thrift stores there. It's a city that's much more like a sprawling large town. And so, like in the small town that I grew up in, like every church has their thrift store.
Okay.
And it's the same sort of thing in Spokane, and that it seems like every possible religious sect has a thrift store. And then there's just one that's, there's like the AIDS thrift store that's like in support of, I assume, folks who have AIDS, though I'm not sure. I've never dug that deep with it. But there are just so many thrift stores. It seems like every charity just decided to open up a thrift store.
In Spokane.
In Spokane. Yeah. So it's good.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you find many, many wonderful things.
Thank you.
And then, so do you go shopping before Christmas and then wrap all these things?
That's a really good thought. Yeah. That's my new tradition.
And they'd be like, oh, I just donated this.
Yeah, this would be a great tradition. Oh, yeah. And then, hey, this looks really familiar.
I think increasingly my traditions are like done before Christmas. Like I, with a group of people, we do an annual lipstick exchange, which came about... I'm not sure how, but it's really fun. It's not something any of us are day-to-day into.
Is that a thing people share? Lipstick?
Well, we just, like, buy a random shade and then, you know, grab a random gift. So, like, this year I left with fluorescent hot pink lipstick.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting coming up with traditions as an adult, now that I'm in charge of what it can be. So, I like the cheese fondue. That sounds great.
It's great. It's fun. It's actually something I grew up with.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know where it started.
Yeah.
It was just always something we did.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Honestly. With Anna and I, kind of, this is our second or third Christmas? Third. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Christmas here in Portland. None of the Christmases have we had opportunities to go visit family.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. She'll let me know if I am.
Hi, Anna.
In a week.
I think ideally, like, we would maybe alternate, you know, whose family we go to on what various holidays. but as it is, we've spent it here in Portland, and we haven't quite figured out what to do. Like,
mm-hmm.
we haven't quite gotten into our rhythm. Like, this year is totally different from last year, is totally different from the year before. I personally would like to have kind of a quiet, you know, meandering Christmas, maybe visiting folks around town. That would be like my ideal now that I'm here in Portland. But like last year, we had a few people over, and it was pretty cool. We like made tamales on Christmas Eve. That was pretty awesome, but it was a lot for my taste. So we're still trying to like figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
too much work.
It's a lot of work
making tamales. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how restaurants have tamales on hand all the time. Like, it's just way too much. Like, no, honestly, like there's a reason why it's like. A once in the year tradition, you know, it's normally just a Christmas tradition. Now it's become like this thing where restaurants have to have it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just way too much, like labor intensive and time intensive too. Like once you have it all put together, then it has to steam for like hours on end. Not for me.
That won't be my tradition.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm auditioning them.
Yeah. No. Trying out other people's traditions.
Yeah, cheese fondue sounds nicer.
It does.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah. It's cheese.
Yeah. Swiss cheese, wine. I actually grew up, we did cheddar, Monterey Jack, and beer. That was the cheese mix. And then,
like you put beer in the cheese? Or you
yeah,
mean
like
you
half
just...
a can of Budweiser was...
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it just somehow...
Are you sure you didn't grow up in Wisconsin?
I don't know how it happened. My father's French and my mother's from Nebraska, so... I don't know how these things melded together to be Wisconsin. Beer and cheese. But, you know, a few vegetables to dip in there.
That's really wonderful.
And some bread. Yeah. And then we all got to open one present on Christmas Eve.
That was a thing?
That's like a general
up.
Thing.
I think, yeah.
Ours was we were allowed to open sibling gifts.
Oh.
Ah. Exchange them. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's cute.
Yeah.
There was always some that weren't under the tree on Christmas Eve. So, like, there was always, you know,
those were
surprises.
Like, you can't have this
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, yeah. But we were always allowed to pick one from under
like
the tree.
Like the bicycle.
Yes. I did get a bicycle for my birthday once, and mm-hmm. I really liked that Murray 10-speed.
Yeah.
I never really biked much after that until I came here.
I was like, you ride a bike everywhere.
Well, yeah, now I do. Yeah.
Just a podcast.
I mean, until I came here, yeah.
You seem into it.
quite, yes. Well, I guess this is good a time as any to just kind of close this out. I don't have any news or mail to read. No one mailed us this week.
Aww.
No one mailed us.
I'm
no
sorry.
Love. No love for the week.
Send more mail.
So, where does one send mail?
At thesprocketpodcast@gmail.com.
I can't send real mail. What if I want to put a stamp on something?
We haven't got there yet.
soon.
I might
right
actually have in my handlebar bag. Hit me up after the show. Okay.
Can you just tape 49 cents or whatever? To the envelope?
I thought I could do that as a child once. You cannot. You cannot.
It makes it too heavy and then it costs more.
That's a good point.
As you add, it's a terrible circle.
I'm going to nominate you, Leah. Would you like to read the credits with me?
I would love to.
Okay. And again, I'll have to put the music in. After the fact, we'll go every other line. I will start us out with why don't you start us out with the bold since you're further away?
Okay. Our website is thesprocketpodcast.com.
Email to thesprocketpodcast@gmail.com.
Call or text to 503-847-9774.
Twitter @sprocketpodcast.
Thanks to Ryan J. Lane for our theme music.
Herbert for our headline sounder.
Marcus Norman for graphic design.
And thanks to sustaining donors Logan Smith, Johnny K, Shadowfoot,
Katrina Melamgard, Wayne Norman, Doug Robertson,
Ethan Georgie, Justin Martin, Eric Iverson,
Cameron Lean, Richard Wazensky, Tim Mooney,
Orange and Purple, Glenn Kubish, Matt Kelly,
Jim Gooden, Eric Weiss, Doug Cohen Miller,
Todd Parker, Chris Gonzalez, Dan Gebhardt,
Zoe Campagna, Dave Knows, Chris Smith,
Christy Kaster, Caleb Jenkinson, JP Cooley,
Peanut Butter Jar Matt, Patrick Arcane, Sebastian Poole,
Marco Lowe, Rich Otterstrom, Andrew in Colorado,
Drew the Welder, Anna Krista,
John Wasserman, Andre Johnson, King of Division,
John Zissen, Richard G, Jeffrey Straff,
Brandon Shelby, Campsite, Aaron Green,
Mac Nurse, David, Catherine Minchin, yep, that's right, Aaron Poulton,
Chris Rawson, Rory in Michigan, Michael Flournoy,
Jeremy Kitchen, David Bellice, Tim Coleman,
Mr. T, Harry Hugel, Ed Whitman,
E.J. Finneran, Paul Culbertson, Subvert.
Yes. And thanks to all of our former donors who helped us get this far. Now brush your teeth.
And go to bed.
Good night.